don't know how to record.
Hey.
This would be a great welcome back.
Yeah, that's how we do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I am ready, yeah.
Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
How long has it been since
we're back?
How long has it been? I meant to research
really,
that.
Yeah, really a long time. Like, I'm going to say a year or two.
Well, how long did you live in Alaska?
I lived in Alaska for 3.5 years. And while I was there, two or three times?
Yeah, maybe a couple. Yeah.
It was just too technically difficult to do.
Yeah, okay. So, it's been a few years, but so we're back. We felt that the death of Christoph St. John warranted somewhat of a reprisal of the podcast. And also, Amanda is in Seattle, so we can rely on her Wi-Fi.
Yes, right. We don't have to worry about bush conditions anymore. Although it is snowing in Seattle, so I think that's funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, here too. We actually have snow in Portland.
So, what do we do? Obviously, our thoughts and prayers or whatever go out to Christoph St. John's family, and that's terrible tragedy, and who knows, at this point, we don't know how he passed.
No, I don't think so.
But that he had been having a hard time for a while, so hopefully he's resting in peace now.
Yeah, we don't know.
I will miss making fun of the things his character did.
I know, and I'm not trying to be negative, but I was really looking for a clip of when he got electrocuted and went blind. I couldn't find one because I was trying to think of favorite moments, and mostly people posted videos on YouTube of when he was actually a good actor, so I couldn't find any of the truly bad ones.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so the last scenes with Neil that aired were last week, and Lily is currently incarcerated, and Kane just sort of cheated on her by kissing Victoria, and Neil knew and was really upset. And Neil hasn't been on the show a lot anyway, because they sort of explained it that he moved 4 hours out of Genoa City to be closer to Lily so that he could visit her every day.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like they would have to do something big. But I wonder, do shows like this have a game plan? Do they go, oh God, we got to go to the war room and open up the binder and go to plan A?
Yeah, I think they do. I think that there is, contingency plans for, how do we cover up the fact that we have no access to this actor anymore?
Yeah.
How are we going to write them out? Is it going to be quick? Plane crash or falling off a volcano, or is it going to be, they're just out of town and never come back?
Do you think some of
or come back as a new person?
Oh, yeah.
Or are they going to recast him?
No, they can't recast him.
Well, I don't think so, but they recast Gene Cooper for a little while with Michael.
But wasn't she still alive?
Yes, she was still alive, but it was clear that she wasn't going to come back.
Oh, okay.
I think that was a test case of, okay, can we recast a major character? And the world said, nope, you can't.
Yeah.
This this individual is too iconic as that character.
Uh-huh.
So I think that they're going to have him do a slow disappear.
I feel they'll say he died, and I just feel like they'll have some sort of big monumental funeral, you know, where everybody comes back for that episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that happen. That actually happened on All My Children back in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
When one of the characters, who was an older man, passed away, and the way that they dealt with it was they had, they were actually, I guess it was General Hospital, because they were all in the hospital, and you could see one person answering the phone and then going to the next person and telling them the news, but you didn't have any dialogue. It was all visual.
Yeah.
And then that person would tell someone else, and that person would tell someone else. And then at the end of the week, they had the big funeral where they spent some little amount of time reminiscing about the character, but then they also had people talking about, well, you know, this guy really was a great actor. He had been in all these films, and, yeah, you know, let's celebrate his actual life as an actor. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a clip of Eric Braeden talking about this
thing? Yeah.
I was really, really saddened to hear about Christoph. Yeah. Tell me how the cast is doing.
Everyone loves and is deeply shocked, you know. Very, very saddened by it. Christoph was a hell of a guy. He's a man's man. Damn good actor. Loved everyone. Everyone loved him.
Yeah.
One of the most charming and gregarious co-workers we have ever had.
We knew that he lost his son in 2014. How did you see that changed him?
You know, I wondered about that, because at first he seemed okay. Almost as if nothing happened.
The show must go on.
And I thought he's suppressing something, mm-hmm, deeply. And then it slowly but surely, I think he began to, you know, succumb under the weight of that, and until it ended in his death. So he lived a kind of a double life, in the sense that he suppressed all that pain, enormous pain and anger, with the institution where Julian was when he died.
Yeah, that was sweet.
So, are they saying that he took his own life? Is that what Eric Braeden is saying?
I think that's what he's alluding to.
Okay.
And whether or not it was through substance abuse and accidental or not.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell, it's like one of those things where were you when you heard?
Right.
So, it's a weird, bizarre coincidence that a couple weeks ago I was a guest on a podcast, called Single File Pod, where, as a guest, I got to choose a song from a list, like a number one hit song, and then you come and you get to talk about it. And the song that I had chosen was Rock On by Michael Damian from the 80s.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, Michael Damian had even responded to the podcast, like a tweet. And Michael Damian said, you know, when can I tune in and listen? And then he was liking several of our tweets. And I was like, oh, like somebody's listening. And
And that's the one that you sent me, and I recommend it for all our viewers,
yeah,
or listeners.
It's a fun podcast to be on as well as listen, because it's kind of interactive. But so while,
mm-hmm,
that morning I'm at a training, I think it was Monday morning, I'm at a training with a bunch of other people from the school district, and first I'm getting notifications that Michael Damian is liking my tweets, and then my mom sends me a text that Christoph St. John was found dead, which immediately, like, all of these people, anybody who knows that we listen to The Young and the Restless, was sending me texts, you know, of the same story,
mm-hmm,
over and over.
Yeah.
And my coworkers are going, what is happening right now? Is everything okay? And I was like, I mean, yes, but no, but yes. It was like, some important things are happening in The Young and the Restless world right now.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, do you have anything else to say about Neil?
No, I'm curious to see how his storyline gets resolved. You know, and I'll miss his character, that's for sure.
Now, here's a really
important boy, I sure hated him.
I know. it's I know we made fun of him a lot, but I can't imagine the show without him, and he played a really important role, regardless of whether you liked how he did it or not.
Yeah, he was pivotal in a lot of the different storylines. Yeah. You know, it wasn't just about him and the family, but it was also about business and, you know, knocking up women all the time and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And there's already a bit of a hole in the show with Hillary being gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. I feel like there is a bit of a hole in the Winters clan right now if they don't have Neil and they don't have Hillary and Devon is kind of finding his place in the world and Lily is off in prison, so they don't show her very much. Mm-hmm. That they really need to consider how they're going to round that out just from a storyline perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, the writers, I don't envy them right now.
So here's a question that everyone wants to know. Do you think they'll have Drusilla come back for the funeral? I mean, she's like missing in action in theory, right? Nobody's ever said she's dead.
Yeah.
She's, you know, I mean, that's kind of an opportunity, kind of.
It is, and I know we've been advocating to bring that character back since the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening, though.
I know, I don't.
My impression was that the actress had burned her bridges to the waterline, and they were not going to let her come play anymore. But this might be an exception.
Well.
And would lead to some really compelling storylines.
Totally. One can dream.
You know, if they sign. Yeah.
Right.
So, okay, let's recap a little bit.
Okay, let's
because I don't know
our recap this time because, you know, way back in the day when we used to do it every couple of weeks, we could cover a lot, but I think because it's been so long, we're just really going to touch on some of the things that are currently happening. And if you need some backstory, I'll fill you in because you know that I haven't missed an episode.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched as closely as I normally would when we were podcasting back in the day.
Right, yeah. No, me neither. So, which is why I have a lot of gaps in my knowledge, but I'm working on getting caught up.
Yeah.
And right now my biggest question is, why is Lily in prison?
Oh, okay. That's
and I know that's not real recent, but I need to know.
It happened in the summer. So, you know, Lily and Hillary were always at each other's throats, and Hillary was pregnant with Devon's baby, and it was this whole thing, you know. And I remember I was on Instagram a lot reading, you know, like people's comments, like, did people like Hillary being pregnant with Devon's baby? Did they not? And I'd say there was a real big, you know, either you did or you didn't. There were two camps, and I was a didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so she was pretty pregnant, and I can't even remember exactly what happened. Something Charlie did something, and they were either Lily was in the car with Hillary, and Lily was driving, and they were really arguing, and Lily was very distracted, and she ran a red light, and a car smashed into them, and basically Hillary was in the hospital. You know, and the doctor was Nate, who is Lily's cousin. I was trying to put this together. And it was kind of like, okay, she's got a couple of days. She's not going to make it. She got to say all her last goodbyes. And she even had some really touching moments with Lily where she forgave Lily and she was like, it wasn't your fault. Like, you know, it takes two to tango. Regardless, she died. The unborn child died. Devon went on a tear where he blamed mostly Lily, but the entire world. And she ended up going to, Lily ended up going to court for, like, you know, wrongful death or I don't know, something. I mean, the thing is that it's kind of dumb because we know it was an accident. And the point is that Charlie was also in the car. So there's no way that Lily intentionally drove in front of a semi and put her own life and her own child's life at risk. Regardless.
Yeah, there's no way.
She basically got sentenced, you know, it could have been 25 years, but she got sentenced to a year. I think she'll probably be out by the summer. Maybe they'll pull her out in April.
Give her a furlough.
Yeah, yeah. That's why she's in prison, is because she basically killed Hillary accidentally.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And do you know off the top of your head, does the actress who played Hillary, does she have a new show?
Oh, I don't know, but I remember reading some articles that it was her choice to leave. And I think they didn't want to pay her what she wanted. And I think that she was fairly bringing up that some of her male peers were making more despite the amount of screen time that she was given.
Mm-hmm.
And she parted ways.
Yeah, that's a legit reason to quit. I saw her on something, I can't even remember what it was. It was like, oh, I wonder if she's doing this and YNR at the same time, or just this new show. I'll have to try and remember what the show was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure for her it was a thanks for my time, and now I'm going to move on to something else. Bigger and better,
mm-hmm,
greener pastures.
Yeah. Let's hope.
Yeah. And there's not, honestly, so with Lily is in prison, there's not a lot happening. We're just kind of waiting for her to get out. Kane is being a big old baby and is constantly, you know, traipsing back and forth about how stressed out he is. And he and Victoria have canoodled a couple of times in these weird, angry arguments about parenting. And then all of a sudden they're making out. And
oh, God.
Billy walks.
Because that happens so often.
Yeah. It's a bit contrived, but Billy walked in on them, and this is just, I think, last week or the week before. Then he took the Jabot company jet immediately to the prison and went and told Lily what happened before Kane could even come clean.
Mm-hmm.
So Lily knows. Lily told Neil, and these were some of his last scenes, that she knew what happened. So then Neil immediately confronts Kane, you know, and so the family is somewhat in disarray. Because of that. So I don't even know if, like, what, you know, what's the plan with Lily and Kane as well? Will they stay? Because it certainly seems like there's a weird spark with Victoria and Kane, which I think we've mentioned before, but now maybe
it's
a thing.
Yeah. You know, or if they try to, if they write off Neil's character as a character death,
yeah,
then that could be what brings Kane and Lily back together.
Oh, no.
You never know.
Neil will be rolling over in his grave. That's not what Neil wants.
Yeah. No, of course not.
And then also Devon has forgiven Lily and is kind of, he's been dealing with some depression with Hillary, but mostly he's been just hanging out, trying to focus on work, and they brought his sister back. Shoot, what is his sister's name now that I can't remember off the top
of Anna?
Anna, that's right. Do you remember Anna?
Hey, look. Yeah, I remember. She was a singer.
Yeah.
Is she still a singer?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's definitely where they're taking it. She kept saying she didn't want to be a singer anymore. She just wanted to be a producer. But one of the last scenes on Friday, I think, was her saving the day by giving a music performance.
Right. Yeah, I did see that.
It's hard.
I just didn't realize that it was that's who that was.
I remember her, and I don't remember her. Like,
well, the last we saw her, she was still a child.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where has she been? I don't know. Like, if I don't.
She's been at super expensive private school. That Devon pays for because he's a cabillionaire.
Oh, actually, I think that's true. I think she said something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I haven't seen Nate in a while because nobody's been in the hospital, but, I mean, Mm-hmm. He is around.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where Lily stands in all of them.
Okay. Well, and I wonder if they'll bring back a character of Moses.
I wondered that, too.
You know, because he's about ready to be aged up, right? Shouldn't he be an unruly teenager, or do they have that still with...
Yeah, I think he was the same age as Charlie and Maddie.
Yeah, so he could go and... That's not my cousin, that's my uncle kind of stuff.
It's very Game of Thrones.
Yes, exactly. Who's going to take over Winters Incorporated or whatever they're...
And what cousins are going to marry and not realize they're cousins.
Right.
Let's talk about JT's death.
Okay, yeah.
Also so another JT, summer banger.
Yeah.
What? Tell me what you know about JT and his death.
Well, I remember he had come back and he was getting back together or had gotten back together with Lily, but he had some kind of nefarious scheming going on, and he was actually mentally disturbed and was doing stuff he shouldn't be doing.
I think
like he was taking revenge out on Victor or something.
I think it just turned out that he was a manipulator and an abuser because he they alluded to it with Mac, but then he got physical with Victoria, and they did, I'd say, a pretty good storyline about, you know, how women can be sort of gaslit to think it's their fault, and, you know, how these high moments and low moments. But, yeah, he got physical and several times, and it was kind of disturbing. And then, I think it was Sharon, somebody was trying to have like girls' night, just bring everybody together and get wasted. And they were all drinking way too much tequila and eating chips. And JT, after Victoria basically said it's over and admitted the abuse to her mom, to Nikki, JT snuck in the house. And they had an argument in the bedroom, and he was, like, strangling her. And Nikki heard a commotion, walked in, and grabbed a fireplace poker and hit him in the back of the head. And right at that moment, then, all the other drunk women, not all of them, some of them were passed out, but Sharon Phyllis also ran upstairs and saw what had happened. They realized JT's dead. And, of course, rather than calling the police, you know, where Victoria might actually have
marked... took control and rolled him up in a rug.
Yeah, exactly. And they were like, we have to bury him, you know. And then they realized that they should bury him in the center of Chancellor Park. And, oh, it was just so dumb, like it always is. And then, of course... Mm-hmm. On Halloween night, they decided they needed to dig up the body and move it, but then the body was gone, and nobody knows what happened to him. So,
okay,
and we've got somebody
because this past week they alluded to maybe he was still alive.
I just do not believe it because they buried him in the park. He was rolled up in a rug. Yeah, I just do not believe JT is alive. I almost feel like they're going to pull somebody out of the woodwork. Like, what was her name with the cat? Marianne?
Patty?
Yeah, Patty. Yeah, I almost feel like they're going to pull somebody like that back. Because
that would be awesome.
They've just had a lot of, like, creepery, like, I've been watching from the window kind of scenes, but we don't know who it is, and I don't think it's JT.
Okay. If it's Patty, I am 100% on board.
I know. It just feels like it's going to be somebody weird like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Either way.
Okay.
So the women made a pact not to tell anybody which impressively lasted something like, I don't know, probably 6 weeks. Like, because, you know, when they attacked, you know, yeah, right? It was pretty
impressive.
Yeah,
but then you know that's the guarantee that it's all going to come out someday.
Yeah. Mariah figured it out because she had drank too much tequila and passed out on the couch and had sort of one of a blurry memory. And so she was the first one to crack the code, and Sharon admitted it. Tessa knows because she saw some security footage of them putting the body into the car. And now Nikki admitted it to both Victor and Nick in the last week, as Victor was getting ready to go to trial, because he's been falsely accused. Somebody planted a bloody shirt and a gun on the ranch and set fire to the stables. And the police are like, well, that means Victor killed JT. They found some that I don't understand. It's very flimsy.
Well,
there's no body.
There's no body. How do they know that he wasn't pokered?
Yeah. Yeah. And so.
Huh. Okay.
It's just a real who done it, even though we know Nikki did it, but like,
right. Yeah.
But who is messing
who's going to get
them?
Blamed for it?
Yeah. And so,
yeah. And he's messing with them.
The end of yesterday, they're putting Victor in handcuffs and they're going to take him to trial. And Nikki says, no, stop. I have a confession to make. Do, do, do. And that was the end of the show.
Well, and Nikki has killed so many people in the past that they might just say, you know what? This one's on us.
In Chancellor Park, nonetheless.
This is your freebie. Yeah, right?
It's like a subway card, like you get enough punches.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, you've gotten away with it 3 times, so the 4th one is a no jail time. Please don't do it again.
Well, I think that's what they were trying to say about Victor, is like, well, you've gotten away with it so many times that now it is time, but
Yeah,
I just honestly wish it's really sad, because I feel like the storyline of JT and Victoria was done well.
And then they ruined it with this.
Yeah.
Whodunit.
Yeah, it's very kooky. And on Halloween, they were all wearing cat masks and trying to dig up a body. It was lame. But it's Halloween, so it's got to be campy. But they've gone in
direction. It's too bad that they went that way.
So, what else?
So tell me about Lola.
Oh, I love Lola. She's my new favorite character.
Okay. Is she and her whole storyline, family, what's going on with that?
Yeah, I thought, Arturo came on the scene first, and he and Nikki had this weird romantic flingy relationship, and Nikki's the one who broke it off. it was weird. A lot of shirtless scenes with Arturo, which I was like, yes. I tried to comment on
and he's like 40 years younger than she is,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like maybe he's 32.
Go Nikki.
Yeah. Oh yes, exactly.
Good for you.
Go Nikki. It was when she and Victor, I guess, had an open relationship. She said that. And everybody was like, ew,
yeah.
Don't know. Don't
I don't want to know that.
Yeah. So he was around for a while, and then the new town detective came on the scene, which was Ray Rosales, who was his brother, but they were on the outs in the beginning, and it came out that Arturo had slept with Ray's wife previously, so bad blood. And then Lola is their baby sister, and she started in the summer. She ran a food truck, Livin' La Vida Loca, Lola or whatever.
Trendy.
And everybody loved her. Everybody was talking about Lola's Tacos, which I just was like, you guys, you got to write in.
Really?
Way to talk about it. And so, she, like.
So is that like an inside joke they thought no one would get?
I don't know, but I like all the time they'd be like, "Man, have you had Lola's tacos? Yeah, Lola's tacos are so delicious." And everybody.
Oh God, have mercy! Yeah. That's funny.
So, yeah. So she's a career driven businesswoman. She's got a lot of vision behind and her passion for food. And so they were all living together in this tiny. Oh no, she and Ray were living together in this tiny apartment above the coffee house. I think, mm-hmm. I mean, realistically, I guess they still are. And she kind of got Ray and Arturo to make up a little bit. And then Arturo started seeing Abby. And she also made it a lot of effort to kind of bridge the gap. And so eventually, like, Ray and Arturo are, they're buds again, I guess. Brothers, mm-hmm. you know. And so there was always this mystery of who Ray's wife was. And mm-hmm. she's back in Miami. And are they, well, I guess they're married, but like what's, they're on the rocks. What's going on? And, meanwhile, Sharon, you know, she got her degree. Congratulations, Sharon.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. And so, they've really written in, this is where her like psych 101 analysis comes in all the time. They've really, mm-hmm. Put her with Ray a lot. She got a job at the police station. So she and Ray were spending a lot of time together and, you know, always confiding. And eventually they smooched a little bit. But then right as it seemed like maybe they were going to become a thing, Ray's wife came on the scene, Mia. And she's like, you know, fiery and full of drama. Mm-hmm. And she's super insecure. And she's kind of a mean girl out of insecurity. So that's how they all got brought into the scene.
Okay. All right. Cool.
And Ray plays that kind of detective where it's so obnoxious. Where they're like, oh, it's a hard life, but somebody's got to do it.
Oh, God.
Victor's guilty, and I'm going to nail him. But it's like, you're the crappiest detective ever. And actually, like, Victor isn't guilty, and we all know it. So.
Right. So you're just looking like a fool.
Yeah. And Arturo and Abby just got engaged. I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, Abby gets engaged a lot.
It's
she
true.
Doesn't always get married, though.
That's true. Who was she? Was she was married to somebody before, though. Was that
well,
Austin?
She was married to the guy who got killed.
Was that Austin? Was that his name? I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was like the Scooby-Doo
game,
right?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, either way. Because she made a comment that this wasn't her first wedding, so it wasn't going to be the white dress kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be a little bit different. Yeah.
Nice change of pace.
They kind of go back and forth. Like, Mia's the kind of character you love to hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they're kind of humanizing her a little bit, but I still kind of hate her, so.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
That's interesting, at least.
Yeah, I actually think that if you were to pick a cast of characters on the show right now, those are the ones I'm most interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a corny whodunit, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else? Mm. What else is?
Well, so Lola and Abby are business partners now, and they're opening a restaurant.
Yes.
And is it high-end, fancy schmancy, or is it, you know, card tables and folding chairs? What?
We haven't seen
it. Kind of restaurant is it?
I think it's supposed to be fancy, but we really haven't seen hardly anything. It was like Abby got this great idea. You know, she was just getting overlooked in business by all the men in her circle. And she, you know, she's dabbled in real estate. And so she went to Devon and said, hey, I got this great idea. Let's basically gentrify an area of Genoa City. I think that's her plan.
Mm-hmm.
And And
Devon, she's a slumlord developer now?
Yeah, a little bit. And Devon was like, yeah, okay, I'm in. And they went in and decided, let's do, like, Genoa City's hottest new restaurant. And he was like, yeah, but we need to, like, have a great chef. And we can't just say we're going to have a restaurant. Like, we need to have a plan. Mm-hmm. So she found Lola and has been somewhat, like, Lola's champion in all of this. And that it really, but it's, I'm glad that they're kind of finally touching on this, that Lola and Kyle haven't had a lot of time to hang out, because,
mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just take somebody who ran a food cart and then suddenly say, like, now run this giant restaurant with zero support.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. So, but
I mean, you can if you want the restaurant to fail.
I feel like maybe the Y&R staff don't know what it's going to look like either, because they're busy building the set.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's likely.
Yeah. It's, you know, like when Neil had the jazz club and
mm-hmm.
remember, oh my God, what Leopard with Michael's mom? What is her name?
Gloria?
Oh, yeah, Gloria. Gloria had the, you know, the sort of...
Oh, yeah.
What was the restaurant called? I don't remember. Remember Kevin?
I can't remember.
There all the time.
Yeah.
So they've only had the athletic club and the coffee house. They haven't had...
They had the underground for a while, but that was just a bar.
I feel like the underground exploded, they rebuilt it, and then there was an earthquake, and they were like, okay, never
mind. Right, yeah. And we're just like, okay, fine, we get it.
Too many natural disasters.
Yes.
Yeah, so they just need, and definitely Abby has said, like, it'll be the place where, like, we'll get, like, the hottest, it'll be, like, a club, a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, and so I think we can anticipate that Anna and her new singing career might also dovetail in with that.
Mm-hmm. So is it going to be one of these restaurants like you have in Portland where it's just one word and it's a verb? It's going to be pretentious or eat.
I feel like they came up with a name, but now I can't remember what it is. No, in Portland, it's always two things. It's like wind and willow or
right. yeah.
lamp and post.
right. But everyone calls it Narnia.
Yeah. And everything is kitschier than the place that was there 6 months before it.
Right. Like, yeah, exactly.
No, I'm pretty sure they're still going to be talking about Lola's Tacos. Just saying.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lola's Tacos, one of the reasons that her bigger storyline that she and Kyle are on the rocks ish is that she's a virgin and wants to wait for the right guy.
Wants to stay that way.
I don't know. It's interesting. So how old do you think Lola is?
I want to say maybe late 20s.
Late 20s?
She's not that old.
I was going to say 21. You think late 20s, huh?
You think she's that young? Huh.
I don't
know. Okay, so we'll split the difference and she's 25.
I don't know. That's where I'm confused. Okay, yeah. Let's say 25. Yeah, because, okay, well, how old do you think Kyle is?
Kyle should be in his late 20s for sure.
Yeah, because he and Summer. Yeah, they're both like late. Okay, so maybe Lola's like 25. Sure. Okay. But everyone's giving her crap. Like, is it a medical issue or, you know, like, what's the reason? And everyone finally, when they hear, they're like, okay, you know, I respect your decision or, you know, whatever. It's your private business.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked the other day that Mia gave her a little talk and was like, oh girl, you can't be a virgin anymore. You got to give it up. And it's the first person to say it. No, it was a weird sex talk.
That's a strange message to be sending to America's youth.
I know. But then if she's 25, I think what Mia was saying was, like, it's kind of time to grow up. I don't know. Yeah, I feel weird. Because, and now everybody knows, too, that Lola's a virgin, and so what do you do with
that? Oh, God, how awful.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else important. Jack has had a new romance with this woman, Carrie. I think that's her name. Did you see her at all?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she hasn't been in it a lot. I think she's going to play a big role. But let me tell you, when the two of them are together, like they dated for probably, I don't know, 27 hours, and then they ran off to Bora Bora together. You know, Jack took her
to get married, or to just run off?
To just run off. But, you know, it's like Jack's style. Okay.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, Jack wandered in, and probably all of the people at the resort were like, oh, it's, you know, it's December.
Oh, God, that guy's back. Yeah.
But she is very cagey, and they're just, like, hopped up on these, like, deep emotional monologues. It's too much. It's too much. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so that'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, and so, did you know Ashley's gone? She's, like, gone.
Yeah, she left, in a big splash, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
That she was just like, you know what, I'm out of here.
Yeah, she kind of freaked out on everyone in the world, and so she's like off the show. I'm sure she can always come back, but it definitely was one of those moments where she looked around on her own. You know how they do, as if, I'm never coming back here. But maybe she'll come back for Neil.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Because they hooked up
a
few times.
When she was leaving town, they were kind of an item, and they kind of had a, like, well, I'm really going to miss you, and I hope that we can, you know, bring this back in the future. Like, he was kind of her boyfriend, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just seems like she would have to come back too.
That's worthy of a guest shot.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think everybody and their dog is going to have to come back?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Because he's been on that show for decades.
Yeah. I want to say I read 27 years, but I don't quote me on that.
That sounds plausible.
Yeah. What else?
Anything else you can think of?
No. You got any big predictions? Any thoughts?
I think that they are going to kill off his character and have the great big testimonial funeral.
Yeah. It'll
And then
it'll
maybe
be a
intersperse
week-long
it with
event.
I don't think it'll be a week long event. I think it'll be, you know, one episode of the. Here's what I would do: is I would, you know, find a way to kill off the character, have the funeral, but then intersperse the funeral tributes with actual cast members talking about.
Oh yeah.
The real person.
Remember how they did that with Gene Cooper?
Yeah, and I thought it was really nice.
Yeah, I liked how they did that. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I could kind of see them doing, I guess, like twofold. Where one is, you know, mm-hmm. the character where they do the funeral, and the other one is, like, the actor talking about him. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes
mm-hmm.
sense.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, it's nice to be back.
Yeah, it is. It is, and, you know. Try and keep it going more often than every 18 months.
There were so many times where I'm watching and I think to myself, oh God, I can only imagine what Amanda thinks about this. or when somebody
well,
has
Well, from
really
now on,
outfit.
You'll know.
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's back in my daily rotation
yeah.
of relaxation techniques. So I'll have things to say for sure.
Yeah. And well, and the good news is you can watch it for 5 days and suddenly you'll be back in it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's not too hard to figure things out.
So yeah, don't forget, find us on Facebook, The Young and the Restless Recap, or if you're a longtime listener, say hi on our Facebook page, and we'll see you next time.
Alrighty, bye-bye.